Radio NFM, die stem van die Namakwa mense, moedig die vryheid van spraak en die uiting van uiteenlopende sienings aan. Sienings van luisteraars en ateliergaste is dus hul eie en nie die van Radio NFM nie. Radio NFM neem alle programme op aan. Herhalende opmerkings, kreetaal, discriminerende sienings of skeltaal sal ook nie geduld word.
Without wasting any time, let us jump on to the today's Meta, where we are being joined by the Oki Bumata 6 councillor Alana the Young in the Namakwa municipal area, whom is appealing to the residents to take a greater responsibility into reporting the service delivery challenges in the area, from damaged water pipes and blocked manholes to keeping our ward clean and protecting the municipal infrastructure. Anyway, the councillor says that the community cooperation is the key to foster solutions, and we're also will be discussing the updates when it comes to Valhook sewage project, recent infrastructure repairs in Rocky Ridge, and the removal of long-standing concrete reservoir at the hill, and concerning of some of the dangerous fires in the town and the importance when it comes to the Sunral Job Island applications. What is the status pertaining to that? Without wasting any time, Councillor, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Simpiwe. It's a pleasure to be here. And good afternoon to all the listeners of Radio NFM.
But I mean to answer, Councillor Fundy, service delivery, what would you say is the status when it comes to OKIP?
Yeah, basically, we are faced with a few challenges. But I think the most important ones from our side, from the Namakwa side that we faced or from our ward, is the availability of Erwin's plots, as we call it, for economical and sub-economical, as well as business plots, a challenge in the ward. Then the high, or let me say, rather say the electricity tariffs, the residents are grappling with that and battling with that, especially the prices of the electricity, the units. The conditions of the roads are a problem, and especially particularly our Langstraat is a problem, the potholes which can't be fixed, or there's always a delay in fixing that. Then there's the street lights, and the other critical one is the availability of constant water supply in the ward. So that is basically the main issues.
And with all of that, also we know that there is some of the matters of vandalism and infrastructure damages affecting the municipality already, who has limited resources. Talk to us about that one also.
Yes, that is also very important, Sampiwe. I would like to make a plea to the residents of Okeep, of Ward 6, om onze huidige infrastructuur te beschermen, om te zien dat mensen dit niet vandaliseren, nie, want dit kost nou weer dubbele uitgaves om weer bijvoorbeeld de waterpijp wat beschadigd raakt, opzettelijk, om dit recht te maken, dat wat van de werkerskorps se tijd waar hulle ander dienstleverings aangeleden kon aanspreek. So, it is my plea for the residents of Ward 6 to look after our infrastructure, to report wrongdoings in the community, because we have got the tendency not to be seen as a spy or a pimp, as they say, but we need to begin to do that, because our young boys, they're taking these catties, what they call catties, and they are shooting out the street lights. They are breaking the pipes when they are thirsty, when they just want to drink some water from the pipe. They are cutting it. So let us start in our own homes so that we can teach our own kids and our brothers and sisters to respect the infrastructure of Ward 6 and the municipality. The other thing is the importance of reporting your blocked drains, your water pipes, of blocked manholes and so on is very important. There's a system also available from Nanakoi where you can log in and report the complaint directly. Then you'll receive a ticket number and you can follow that up. Your ticket number you can then follow up to see if the complaint has been attended to. There's a WhatsApp number, SMPW. It's 064-782-1274.
And with all of that, we know that speaking about the service delivery, and we know that there are some of the developments which are happening within the Namakwa. Pratmit owns a Fandivala Hooker Sewerage project. Which you, according to the statement you issued or the notice, a public one, that it started slow, but there seems to be some progress.
Thank you very much, Simpiria. The Faluk Sewage project is a project in the region of about 35 million rand. The contractor that has appointed is Imperial Dabong JV, and they are from Gauteng. The project, as I said already, also said it started slowly, mainly because of issues at the contractor side, because the machines had to come from Gauteng. They promised that it'll be here on Monday, then it will only arrive on, say, Thursday. But all those things actually led to them now being about 4 to 5 weeks behind schedule of completing the project. The other problems they had was in appointing the local workers. That process is also slow. It's not going according to the expectations of the community. So that is basically why I think they started slowly. But I think they are working now longer hours and later in the night.
Speaking about the appointments of the locals, we know that there's been some of the concerns from the community members, especially when you had your meetings here in Red Club, especially where of the job Lenda van Sandral. What is the status of employability and who fair as the project? Has it already started, having that you're the councillor following up onto that progress?
Just coming back to Faluk, the contractor actually projected to appoint about 30 to 35 people. So in that process, there's a tendency of our areas to claim if a project is in Faluk, for example, or in Roggeridge, for example, they are claiming that they need to be employed and they're not considering the whole of the ward as such. So, ons het dan toe daarbe kriteria besluit waar ons sê 60% van jou Faluk mense gaan geaccommodeer in die Faluk rehol project. En the rest of the 40% will be from the other areas. Just so not to have it an exclusive thing for a certain area in the ward. In terms of the status of the N7, the project track vanaf Springbok, Nakop, so enkie by the Karis, tot en na Oukie Rooiwinkel. And dat sluit in die dorpe Springbok, Fontenkie, Gerolisberg, Persig, Oukie, Concordia en Nababie. Die proces is ook maar nou stadig bezig om aan te gaan. Die CLO is, die PLO, Public Liaison Officer, meneer James Jonas, hy is geappoint. Dan is daar een committee, Public Liaison Committee, samengesteld, wat uit verskillende rolspelers gekies is. En dan, hulle is dan verantwoordelik vir die bestuur en die invordering van CV's en so aan, waarby die raadslid dan nog geen insaai het. So, hulle beoog om die definitieve getal het ek nou nie gekry by die betrokke persone nie, maar die hoeveelheid CV's wat hulle nou al ontvang het was vir volwassen persone, vroulike persone was 208 en mans 308, vir jeugdiges 298 females en 401 males, which brings us to a total of 1,215. And then other people are making it up to a total CVs that they've received of 1,229. That is now your disabled persons and so on. Gister, op die 18e, het die eerste training begin, waar 40 mense gekontak is. Ongelukkig was net een persoon van week 6 gekontak, en daar die persoon kon ook nie opgespoor gewees het nie. Want wat ons ook in projekte ondervind, is dat I don't have a cell number, then I give my neighbor's number. And then at times when you are called, you are not reachable, if I can use that word. So dit begin ook 'n probleem raak. Ek kom met 'n vriend van my, gee die vriend se nommer, en as die call deurkom, ek gaan die vriend vir die werk. En dit veroorsaak ook 'n bietjie probleme. So ek moedig ook mense aan om maar betroubare mense se kontaknommers te gee, sodat hulle weet. So ook heb het nou iets gemis op die training wat gister begin het vir die N7 project.
And the vision for the year, ook for the gemeenskap, om to play their part in making sure it comes through to the vision that you as the councillor, including the municipality that has, when it comes to services and also when it comes to maintenance, your plea?
Yes, my plea is that everyone must bring, especially the unemployed, they must bring their CVs. I've got a database so that I can see who was already employed in previous projects. As the projects come out from Namakwa or from the government, the provincial government, then I can go to my database and see who can I employ. I can see from which household that person comes, and to make it a fair process.
There is it, my means. Please make sure that when you submit your CV for the database, make sure the number is being able to be reached out. That was the OKIPA 16 Councillor Lana the Younger. Councillor, thank you, man, to be with us on this afternoon. But the conversation does not end here. This is just the start of something.
Thank you very much, and thank you for always being available if needed. Thank you very much.
That's it. Giving us the update when it comes to updating the residents on service delivery matters, infrastructure development, safety concerns, and also the important land notices. As you just heard today, reporting the issues early, and protecting municipal resources, and also to the matters of working together as a community are said to be very important to building a cleaner, safer, and a more functional Ward 6. And with all of that, if you have any land service delivery concern, remember to report them directly to your councillor to ensure a swift action. But with all of that being said, the councillor says that make sure that you also go to his office at any day if you would like to report anything. With any of that, let us do like this when we are coming back right now.